Hey everyone, Mark Corona, the whitest Mexican you'll ever meet, which are his words and not mine, has launched his new show, The Mark Corona Podcast. Please go and check it out. Episode 1 is up now at markcorona.com. And for the record, what's wrong with terrifying Danny Trejo Mexicans? The answer, nada.
Baby, I miss that intro music, goddammit.
It's so hardcore.
Oh, it is. That's got some swinging balls on it.
Especially those lyrics, I raped a baby.
I raped a baby, yeah.
Congrats on the sex, baby.
That's wrong.
We laughed, but that was a legit Misfits lyric, I think. I raped your mother today, and I killed a baby today.
You
know what? Glenn Danzig did not rape a baby.
No, you have to combine them for the third missing verse.
What's that movie with the baby?
Rosemary's Baby?
No. He like has
Boss
sex.
Baby?
He has sex with a baby.
Oh, that's Boss Baby.
No,
the new Alec Baldwin vehicle.
No, it's like banned in a bunch of.
Lost Prophets. Never mind. Lead singer.
What? So that sounds like a movie that would play in Thailand and literally nowhere else.
Yeah, it's like Soviet movie. No, it's not so.
A baby sex.
I'm sorry,
movie.
Guys.
Emmanuel in space.
No wonder we're at war with them.
I should Google baby sex movie.
You should do that.
On this Wi-Fi, go ahead.
Exactly. Go nuts.
Oh, is it Serbian film?
Oh, that Serbian baby sex film. See. Why didn't you just say that?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of umlauts in the name and those weird accent marks.
Yeah, a Serbian film.
There's a Serbian baby sex movie.
Yeah.
Well.
Was it done by the same guy who did Nymphomaniac?
I mean, that's the cast.
Lars von Trier.
That's the guy, yeah. Who, by the way...
Who played the baby? Is the baby okay now?
Yeah, I think it's like... I haven't seen it, but I think it's like a dream or something. Like,
and that baby
he
was
like
me.
Hallucinates. I don't know.
Oh,
you want me to read this? The plot of it?
Is it in Serbian?
No. Okay. It's like in English. I've seen like...
Is that the main plot point?
Should I read it?
There's a baby sex dream? Yeah, please
that
read
seems
it.
Like a side... Like it's
are
a
we on, by the way?
We're very on.
All right, semi-retired porn star Milos lives with his wife, Marija, and six-year-old son Pitar. His brother Marco, a corrupt police officer, is attracted to Marija and is jealous of Milos' sexual prowess. But there's a J, though.
But that's how they say it.
Fine,
Maria had a mom,
is curious about her husband's past and is concerned about the family's income. Legia, former co-star, offers Milos a starring role in an art film directed by Vukmer. I'm just going to skip to, like, the weird stuff.
Yeah, get to the baby banging. Filming. Like, that's what people are tuning in for. Papa's Basement, by the way, everyone.
We're glad you're listening.
Yeah. Nah, this is a distraction from, like, the art of the film. That's why you can't put things like this into art. Like, what's that Ice-T band? Like,
Body Count.
Body Count. Yeah, the Cop Killer track.
Yes.
Totally distracted from the art of the entire album, so we took it off. Oh, everybody's like, why you gotta have a track about killing cops?
You gotta be ready to hear The Winner Loses with, like, open ears. You can't be tainted by Cop Killer. Why do I know Body Count? So why?
I was just about to ask both you what you
oh,
know.
Oh, you don't know what Body Count is?
No, I do, okay. But I wouldn't have been able to pull that out, like, at least 2 hours.
We were weird kids, man.
Yeah.
We definitely spent a lot of time like, is there a black heavy metal band? Yes.
I can't wait to not listen to it.
The only thing I know about Ice-T is he played like a half kangaroo man in Tank Girl.
My favorite is I read it's on his Wikipedia page, I think. It's just random where he like there's some weird story about him meeting Phil Collins and saying, I really respect your music. And I'm like, how did this end up on your Wikipedia page, man?
I'm sorry.
This is so strange.
You met Phil Collins.
You guys need my friend's addicted.
Sing it, T.
This is.
Is that him singing?
I'm still looking for the.
That's not bad. I mean, it's not a good song. I don't think it's bad.
I mean, it just opens with a brother in shades playing an acoustic guitar. Like, this guy looks like he should be in an NWA video of the era, and he's just strumming a guitar instead. Hmm. We'll do the chorus, and then we're punching out.
Screw it. Reading's hard.
high as the sky. You're kissing your life goodbye.
You're kissing your life goodbye. A Serbian film?
Stone Cold Dan Howard.
Is this a 90s track? What is this?
This is Body Counts, The Winner Loses from 1991.
The winner loses all someday.
That's weird.
All right, this are bringing that down just like we brought the show down.
That's a mischaracterization, man. That's not even like the lead track off that album. Right?
No, there was, okay, we had Cop Killer. We had, oh, God.
You don't remember? There Goes the Neighborhood!
Yes, that's it. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard the uncut version of There Goes the Neighborhood? There goes the clean episode, by the way.
I was just saying, there goes the podcast.
Hold on. There Goes the Neighborhood Dirty.
Do you have F8 functionality today?
John, is the N-word in this song?
Oh, I mean, that's like asking, is there flour and bread? I mean, hold on. Let's, come on. We've got, this is him doing like an intro.
Body count.
Oh, God. Please be the uncut version. That is a good riff.
It's so good.
It's a good riff. It starts off with white kids doing headbanging crap in the audience.
There goes the neighborhood!
All right. I need the uncut version. It might not just be the N-bomb, Howard. As I recall, it's the effing N-bomb multiple times. Like, that's just the refrain.
Being honest, when you guys were talking about There Goes the Neighborhood, I thought you were talking about Longest Yard.
Okay. That is, hold on. Give me one more shot. You know what? We've already pissed it away. Let's have some fun. Because he says something different than Black Boys in the uncut version, as I recall.
The radio edit, when people still listen to radio.
You guys are listening to Papa's Basement, the all-metal podcast.
My cassette maxi single has the censored version on the B-side.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Is this still Body Count?
This is still Body Count, yeah.
Hey, man, that was a big song that helped defend, like, free speech, because Tipper Gore and, like, other white people were like, hey, we got to ban this stuff. You can't have like, Negroes talking about white people in
owning
this way.
Owning guitars?
Each other.
That's madness.
You know who helped, like, defend them in Congress? They called John Denver into Congress to talk about it, because they're like, we want to get down on rap because it's, like, violent. And he's like, no.
He's like, no.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't let any of them marry my daughter, but I censor their music here.
John Denver. Hip-hop icon, John Denver.
Of course, yeah. Sampled. I love anything that samples, what are his big cuts? Why am I brain farting? This is pathetic.
Country Road, baby.
Country Roads, yeah. I know nothing beyond that. Everyone, this is...
Country Road.
Everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. If you're still with us, go there. Every episode we've ever done. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on YouTube, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Guys, to the strongest, as Alexander said to his generals. You fight it out. Plug your crap.
Hey, what's up? I'm Pete Mabey. I'm at Pete Mabey on Twitter. I am the co-host of the show. I also have a Tumblr, maybe not. And really, that's it. I got a beer commercial coming out soon. I can't wait to share that clip. That's gonna be
that's
fun.
That's money.
Yeah, it's cool. So I think I'm getting back into
that. Is it
that,
a Schmick's
so.
Gay?
Is it a little bit? Okay. Yeah, I had to take my shirt off a couple times.
Mm. Oh God, you know that wasn't the director's
idea.
Not
want everyone to watch.
Like had to. Like you walked and you're like, oh, I spilled marinara sauce all over this.
No, I only lifted it up and played with.
You
my
know,
tummy.
We'd get a lot more viewers on YouTube if you made him take his shirt off during the
and put on a bow tie with the little collars.
Yeah, that's me.
That'd be good, Travis.
I am Travis Dorward. I'm
you
a
Travis.
Homeless man. John found me eating garbage, and now he invited me into the studio.
You were eating garbage at the Arby's.
We found him at the Arby's.
The times don't get worse.
Hungry
than
enough
that.
To eat Arby's.
It's first time I've been indoors in several months.
Oh, you just did. You have an oopsie. You can't do that inside. You can't do that inside, Travis.
I forgot about
bad Travis.
I forgot about normal people
you're
rules.
You're gonna have to sit on the newspapers again, Travis. I thought we'd work past that. And a familiar voice if you've been with the show for a while, Howard.
Howard Flood.
Yes.
It's been so long, I almost forgot my own stage
name. Your porn name. Yes. Howard Flood. Howard's got a, I don't know what you want to discuss, but you've got a lot going on in your life right now.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to plug my fake profile on blackpeoplemeet.com. You can find me at sweetyellow69.
Score.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes some Tiger Woods.
You can find me at Howard. Seeking Arrangements, because I am looking for a sugar mama.
Oh, that's lovely.
You can find me staring into your window while you sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got quite the motley crew here, and let's get on with the show. We had a bunch of things that I wrote down. Some would call it an outline if they're trying to be smooth about things, where you kind of prepare what you're going to say on air. I wanted to talk about nature taking place in front of my house, a horrible bit of nature. It's just a throwaway bit, but I want to discuss it. Travis.
John.
Last episode, you introduced me to a Netflix show titled 13 Reasons Why.
There you go.
It's about a teen girl who kills herself and then tries to ruin the lives of 13 people.
Yeah, you weren't too into it until I showed you the scene of her slitting her wrist, and then you were like, all right, I can get into this. Let's.
I wish that was a bit, like you eating from the Arby's trash can, but that's what you did. You were. I
don't lie.
I laughed, and I was like, what? This sounds like gay people TV, as I put it politically correctly. And then you showed me her slitting her wrists in the bathtub.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you had my attention. You know, now you've earned my respect, whatever. And I've been crushing it. I'm maybe 30 minutes from finishing the entire shebang, and I want to talk about that show on air. We've also got the hurricane that just got out. What? Hurricane Harvey, right?
Yeah.
Just left.
Steve Harvey. Yeah.
Houston. Breaking news.
If I had an ounce of Photoshop skills, yeah, I was just going to put Steve Harvey's face on a hurricane bottle, but I've got nothing. I didn't want to be a dude using Microsoft Paint and just cutting and pasting it.
I would still laugh at that.
I can't believe it wasn't done.
I wish I could
do anything.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like, the demos that are aware of who Steve Harvey is, like, on the Venn diagram, like, overlap nicely with the demo of people that consume and are aware of hurricanes. So why this wasn't done, I guess maybe those two don't overlap.
Are there people who are unaware of hurricanes?
I guess, yeah, like the Queen, you know. I only know because I was, like, 20 once, you know, like. I don't see them. Have you seen a 40? Like,
oh, you're talking about 40s. I thought you were saying like actual hurricanes. All right.
Cool. Oh, no. I'm talking the liquor that you consume.
No, I drank two of those last night. High gravity.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Looks like I found my replacement.
Has the hurricane, like the 40 in general, has that fallen out of favor? Like, are you kind of like legit a hobo drinking?
I feel like it doesn't have the swagger it used to have.
Well, it was
like it doesn't have that Billy D swagger.
Yeah, it was introduced.
It had a swagger.
Hey, look at this. Look at this right here.
The Colt 45.
When Howard
works
died,
every time.
Do you want that?
What?
I
don't have it. No, okay. I just pulled up a picture.
So Howard and I, especially when we were kids, the 40 kind of got a lot of traction via West Coast rap getting big. Like in a lot of Dre and Snoop videos, people would drink 40s. And of course, white people are like, I have to steal that from them.
Right.
And the 40 started to move out of bum circles. Is that still a thing, though? Like, I mean, I know they're sold. I know 40s exist, but, like...
I've single-handedly brought it back into the bum.
I was going to say, okay, you are the champion.
No, but, like, me and my one friend...
He is a bum, John.
we have competitive 40-hand races.
Gross.
No, yeah, they get competitive. They're not good, yeah.
I'm not proud of it.
The last couple have ended with somebody throwing up. That's like, no.
Ugh. Oh, I refuse to believe that.
No, like, you're going to hate me for saying this, but when we were younger, we would be able to finish all of them. But now the last couple, just it ends when someone throws up.
All right, Roman rules.
That's what we're doing. That's how my life's going, guys.
So this is back when 40s were cool.
There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one.
I had to betray you to talk.
Colt 45 on hand?
Is that Lando?
Yeah.
You never know when friends might show up.
It was a lady.
Have a better
that was
time
his
with
friend.
Colt 45 than without it. But why take chances?
The power of Colt 45. It works every time.
Every time.
I'm pretty sure that means he's getting some.
That was just a commercial for beer rape, right?
That's exactly what it was. It was a date rape commercial.
It was like, it's so alcoholic and so fortified with booze and so large, she will not remember your name. You can have her in the fashion of the Greeks. She will recall nothing. God, that would be a good commercial.
They do get the job done. Like, if you're trying to get a nice drunk going for under $6.
Oh, they're weirdly potent for their alcohol content. Like, I had a friend. Were you there, Howard, the night we found Stefan at a 7-Eleven? A friend of mine I used to trip with all the time.
Mm.
We kind of drifted apart.
You've told me this.
And I walked into a 7-Eleven. We were all trying to get beer, and we caught my friend buying not one, not two, but three steel reserves for himself, for his own purposes that evening. And I hadn't seen Stefan in a couple years.
Right?
Oh yeah, just that was his Friday night. And
that is a suicide note.
I was 13 reasons why. Here's three. And I'm like, I haven't seen you in a while, dude. Come to my mom's place. And we go back, and he proceeds to down one like immediately. Like, I got up to take a piss to make room for beer number two, and he's already down a steel reserve. And that's only like three and a half beers, right? I mean, we can do simple math skills here. Beer is a 12-ounce beer typically, or is it 16? It's 12, right?
A 40's worth. All three 40s? So that's like 10 beers.
That's 10 beers, yeah.
No, a 40 is worth at least four because they're a little higher alcohol content.
Yeah, it's high gravity.
High gravities are 8.1%. I know that.
That's pretty incredible, actually, because the average beer...
It's about 4.2.
Yeah, because we don't do the craft thing. We're actual like adults, Give me a Bud Light, and I'll keep drinking them.
We are embarrassing when we go to bars. That's what
There's
you're saying.
Nothing embarrassing about getting a $3 beer
I was
off
also
of a goddamn
say,
spigot.
You get a $1 beer right from the dumpster.
I hate it. It's like, well, we have a Devil's Neck bone in? No. Mm-mm. Give me the Coors. Give me the Yingling. You piece of crap.
Don't need Grandpa's Lampshade or whatever the hell it is.
Exactly, yes. I hate those names.
It's so dumb.
Anything worse than craft beer names.
I drink yuppie beer. I'm just going to set myself apart from you fools.
I know you do. You've entered a world of refinement, dude.
No, because, I'll have a 40 once in a while. Like, I definitely went to Baltimore and was like, this is the good life because I was in
You're
the hood
in Baltimore.
There.
They give you one when you drive in.
I'm just like, no, because I'll go to the liquor store and then stop, at the fried chicken joint on the way home. And I'm like, this is luxury, baby. So I know how to live. But no, I remember when Stefan did this, man, I was there for the first two 40s.
Okay.
I left after the second one thinking, geez, I wonder how that third one's going to go. And you told me the next day, and I was like, John, come on,
And you can fill me in if I do not remember this correctly. By the end of the second 40, he was drunk to the point a lot of it was spilling on my dog, who was a very sweet dog, but apparently did not react kindly to 40 being spilled on her fur as she tried to sleep.
I got to say, in his defense, as I left, I was like, I don't know how that third one's going to go. Never, because we were, 21 at the time? Never in my mind did I think, maybe he should stop. I was just like, man, that third one's going to be rough. That was my thought process. I was just like, of course he's going to drink it.
It definitely, by that point, by the third 40, it's going to taste like water.
And me, as an adult, I would be like, I should have stepped in. But I had a similar kind of thought process as Howard, where I was just like, let the man be separated from the boy. let him drink of it and let's see if he can handle it. So he starts putting down the third one. You had left. I think it might have been just me and him at this point. And I raped him with the 40 bottle. No, he puts it down and starts getting... He wants to go outside, either smoke or he... Oh, no. Crap, I remember. I remember completely now.
All right, calm down. We're all friends here.
No, you Easy shut up. You shut up. So he starts thinking, even though I don't even believe he was growing pot in his house at the time, he might have been growing a little, but not enough. He starts thinking that the cops are at his house or going to his house to bust him for pot. Now, he's drinking 40s and not a peyote tea. So I don't know why he's hallucinating, but
hey,
I don't
40s will do stuff to you.
I don't take his keys from him. I simply open the door and let him roll out because I think, I just didn't really want to wake up my mom at this point. I'm like, let's just let him the hell out. If he, again, getting to the 13 reasons why discussion later, I would have been multiple reasons if Stefan were the one recording this. So I just let him run out, and I kind of just, like, lock the door. And I'm like, if he comes back, I'll hear a knocking, and if not, so be it. Again, you know, let the wheat be separated from the chaff. Like, it was good knowing you. So the next day, I learned that Stefan had wandered off, had not gotten in his car, or had gotten in and driven it like a quarter mile down the road.
I don't think he drove.
He did? Okay. So the car was there.
Yeah.
But I kind of remember, I was drunk too, so I just really went to bed not too long
after. Yeah, you just kind of let it go at that point, which is not a good way to handle things.
I learned the next day he had walked then about a quarter mile down the road, and there's just this rocky crevice that he had fallen into. And the next morning at 6 a.m. or so, a man walking his dog found him, like, just huddled up but blacked out in the ditch. And, like, kind of, like, started poking him with a stick almost. Like, Stand By Me type stuff.
Yeah.
And he starts freaking out. They call the cops. And apparently the cops legit had to put him in the Hannibal Lecter mask, because he was trying to bite them, because he was still so screwed up off of the 40s.
Clarities.
He had to have done something before we found him. Because, like, what led him to the decision to buy 340s that night, right?
I'm just picturing the scene from Beer Fest where the one guy wakes up next to a dead deer and, like, is all covered with blood. Not again!
I need to see that again.
Yeah.
To answer you, Howard, I don't know. I'm of the school of thought that some people react very poorly to some sorts of liquor.
Yeah.
Or all of it.
Very true.
Some people really do have, like, a break from reality when they get to a certain point. Like, I've dealt with people who are the nicest folks on earth, and after, like, two drinks, they're like, I've got the taste in me. And then they keep going, and then by drink number eight, they're just demons.
Yeah.
Like, legit horrible people.
Yeah, I have a friend like that. He has bitten people.
You can say my name.
He is also, like, your friend was found in a ditch, except when the cops came, he decided he had to fight them.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I remember reading the report, and they were like, when the assailant slipped, you know, like, on his own drunken, you know, feet.
His drunken sick.
He suffered these injuries. And they were like, absolutely injuries where, you know, the cops beat the living crap out of him.
Knuckle-shaped bruises to the eye socket. Yeah.
And actually came to find out later, this is a really twisted part.
Mm-hmm.
And I had talked to him about it, and he said, I can't say I wasn't looking, and this is like, you said, what drives somebody to bring 340s home or three steel reserves? He said, I can't say I wasn't, just to bring it down, wasn't looking for death by police. Absolutely insane.
Wow.
So next time you see somebody drinking like 340s,
is this guy white?
And Hank, he is.
He must have really pissed off the cop.
Yeah, you have to work really
for white
hard
guys
to get shot.
And I was like, good luck. Like, that's not
exactly
happen.
Like, you could kick a cop in the balls and they'd be like, I'm sorry, you dropped
your
handkerchief.
Were you trying to prove a point?
Yeah. What are you thinking? You're white. Calm down, sir. No, I'm trying to think the last time I got really disgustingly.
Nah,
that's cool, man.
I'm sad.
So one of us has to do it. I'm trying to think the last time I got disgustingly messed up, and it was probably at your wedding, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. No, that was. That's up to you if you want to tell that, man.
No, you tell it. I don't remember it.
It's up to you, man. That's one for your audience. So.
No, I stayed sober for the entire time up until I gave my best man speech, and then I was like, crap, I don't have to, like, babysit anyone anymore. Like, I'm off the hook. Everyone's just eating food. This is great. And this was the night that kind of got me to steer clear of, like, hard liquor for the most part, because I realized, like, hard liquor with mixer, like, I'm not saying this because I think it's, like, badass that I could drink like a shot mixed with a mixer really quickly, but I think I had like 8 gin and tonics in 20 minutes or something. Like I just
nice.
Put them down because I'm thirsty, and then I was washing those down with a beer.
Yeah.
And like I seemed to,
this guy fucks.
I for some reason I was like, I can only get so drunk within an hour, so this won't sneak up on me. But all that happened was by hour two, once I had stopped, I was just processing and processing and processing. And I got more and more and more messed up I remember dancing with your friend Calvin at one point.
Yeah, you were dancing with at least one male.
Yeah, I thought that was funny at the time.
Both of you were trying to lead, so
yeah,
it wasn't gay.
It's an ego thing, exactly, yeah. Because, you know, I would have had to catch later. I then tracked down Jerry and Carly, our friends, at their hotel room afterward, because I knew I was too drunk to drive home immediately, but I thought somehow I could metabolize like 12 drinks in about 40 minutes.
That works.
Yeah, I think I was just like marching around their hotel room shirtless. And then I drove home instead of going to my girls as intended, and she thought I was cheating on her because I woke up to like 15 missed calls, and that was a lot of like calming her down the next day.
In fairness, you did ask me if the maid of honor would sleep with you that night.
Thank you. So I am into the poon.
It was confusing, so I'm like, you're so drunk, there's no way your dick could get hard at this
point. No. I would probably just sloppily eat pox and ass and then go to bed.
I think you were just looking for a bed to sleep in. I think that's really what that was about.
So I don't remember that
That's what I say.
By the way.
I always say.
I apparently wanted to bang the maid of honor.
I think you just wanted a bed to sleep in.
Was there anyone else I was trying to corkscrew? What else did I say?
Just Calvin. Okay. Just Calvin. Well, that was mostly your object of desire.
Calvin's good stuff, man. Yeah, so apparently I wanted to pork the maid of honor. I somehow was able to drive 45 minutes down the beltway, get home in this state. Woke up just parched hungover, scorchingly hungover.
I still can't believe you didn't get a hotel. This is proof that you don't go to enough weddings, man. Because I'm like, you're the best man. You didn't get a hotel room. What?
Yeah.
What?
I was like, I don't live that far away. Why would I need to sleep there? And then,
drunk driving's a myth. All right.
So it let really the record show you. I had assumed you had gotten a hotel room. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? You're going home tonight.
Yeah. And I woke up really hungover and almost got dumped. It was good times overall. I really can't complain.
You pipe it up.
Pipe. Okay. We've got your.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I just want to use it.
Was that Bill Cosby criticizing me because
absolutely.
I got myself messed up and I didn't get Monica messed up? And
you didn't get a
her?
Hotel room. Oh. You didn't take that lady home.
I thought that was another one you wanted to play.
You asked.
It did an autoplay.
Travis.
John.
You ready to talk 13 Reasons?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Sure.
You got to be strong. You got to do this. All right. This is show element.
I get so emotional sometimes.
Guys, this is the theme. The beginning of every episode. Stupid 10 seconds of dicky white person guitar diddling. The kind of crap Jay would come up with and think it's brilliant. Sorry, Pete.
It's true.
Pete Jay. This is the lamest theme song ever.
Oh, my gosh. Some producer let their nephew like this.
Yeah. Are you pumped? I'm so pumped after hearing
it.
What?
Man.
That was it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's it.
Nope. Oh, that's an NU beat.
That gets me ready to see a girl get bullied.
Exactly. I see that and I want to see why
that
a woman
that makes me
want
to kill myself.
No, they're clearly targeting the Lifetime audience. That's definitely.
Like a Lifetime type thing?
Yeah, no, that's that type of music, man.
But it didn't have Lacey Chabert, so it can't be a Lifetime thing. All right, so 13 Reasons Why, a show on Netflix, apparently came out end of March.
Sounds about right.
Netflix, the algorithm is so smart that it sussed out. I'm like a man in his mid to late 30s. I'm not even going to recommend this show about a teenage suicide, despite the fact it should have known, like, I'm a pea hair away from suicide at all times. It should have gotten that commonality, at least. But it's like, nope, we're going to give him Glow. That's about someone in their mid-30s who's accomplished nothing, still has artistic dreams. Like, Glow, we're going to shove down his throat.
It's like, in your wheelhouse?
Yeah. After every show, they were just like, here's the Glow preview again. I'd be like, God damn it, I know Mark Maron, the bitch from Community, the blonde with the big tits. Yes, I get it. I'm going to be watching. But 13 Reasons, completely under my radar. Last week, you come in the studio, and what exactly did you play again? Like,
the scene of the main character, Hannah Baker, slitting her wrists in the bathtub.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on the topic of 13 Reasons.
Spoiler.
I just really wanted to show somebody.
She dies, I guess.
A girl committing suicide.
Yeah, and the show is about a girl who has killed herself, and she has left 13 tape sides. Not 13 tapes. That would be too elegant.
That would be crazy.
Yes, 13 sides. So I guess technically 7 tapes with a blank
tape.
7,
yeah.
Yeah, that's full of, like, Belle Biv DeVoe mixes or something. I don't know.
She just had them all on a shelf, or she, like, mailed them to everybody?
All right, so this is how it works. She mails it to the first person that side one's meant for, and then after each person listens to each tape. They're supposed to, like, give it to the next person in line, and then so on and so forth.
What kind of...
Why give me a why give me a chore after you've already killed yourself?
Because like there's
you're fucking me twice, bitch.
Yeah. No.
I feel guilty and I gotta find a tape player.
Do you know what would happen? One, if I got that tape, one, I wouldn't listen to it, and two, the next person would not be receiving.
No, here's the thing that she has a thing for. She has a guy who will make sure that the tapes are passed on.
Oh, you're dead.
If you don't pass on the tapes. They will be released to the public, and each person like has something that they don't want.
I had not put that together, and I've been watching the show randomly. So that's like
So there actually is a reason for
that. Is the thing that's keeping these tapes from getting widely circulated? Like it goes to each one, and it's like you will get your shit blown up, and everyone else will hear what's going on if it isn't passed on. Yeah. Okay,
we'll tell everyone you watched a Serbian film.
So everyone's a bad person then.
Kind of, yeah.
Some of the things, it's, like, not that big of a deal, like, what they did, but then others are, like...
Well, we'll have Hannah explain it in her own words.
Hannah.
This is tape one.
Hannah Baker.
Holy shit.
Don't adjust your whatever device you're hearing this on.
Oh, a tape player, you dumb cunt.
It's me. Live and in stereo.
No return engagements. No encore. And this time, absolutely no requests.
She's quirky.
Get a snack. Sweet. Settle in. Because I'm about to tell you the story of my life.
This is
more specifically why my life ended.
Ooh.
This is legit an intro to Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, that's a good show.
That's gold.
You guys get the chills there? Ooh.
Yeah, her life ended.
It's a dead girl talking to you.
So, the show's fundamental conceit, Howard, you're my age, so you'll really appreciate this. Is that she's so quirky that she didn't record MP3s or anything simple like that, a simple iPhone voice note. No, she took 7 cassettes, Maxell cassettes, that have the famous art. Again, you wouldn't know what the F I'm talking about. I appreciate that you're going to nod along like a dog just waiting for
me to
throw him
a chicken bone. I just smile and look
pretty. Yeah. It's got the guy with his hair being blown back in the shades. Because the sound is so goddamn good on these cassettes, Howard. You remember this ad campaign,
right? Yeah, he looks like he's in a hurricane.
He's getting blown away.
Yeah.
Because Maxell's that potent. It's got that imaging on these cassettes. She takes these cassettes from her parents' drugstore. Yeah. And she records.
Who still has cassettes at a drugstore?
Of failing drugstores.
Exactly.
Really,
yeah.
I'd kill myself too. My parents are idiots.
Yeah. No wonder we're in the poorhouse.
End of show.
Hey, yeah. She buys the razor blades that she uses to kill herself from the drugstore.
Well, man, they are screwing up.
Wow.
And she used their bathtub.
That is just a kill yourself kit.
Dang. In their house.
It's weird that it's a pharmacy and she didn't use pills.
Yeah, she could have had whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And instead, she digs in. And it's not an elegant death, by the way. She digs in and it's just like, owie! The whole ride up to her elbow. At that point, you want her to go down. Yeah. So, I first hated this because they talk about these tapes like they've been using the Dead Sea Scrolls or cave paintings. Or smoke signals to communicate with each other. Like, they legit one guy, the main guy, Clay, isn't he just almost like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this technology?
He had to steal a cassette player from somebody just to listen to him.
He had to steal.
Steal.
That's
it.
Part because of the story?
Because you couldn't get one for $1.50.
Yes.
Apparently in this town, I don't know.
You couldn't go to the Goodwill, like you said, and get a Fisher Price My First Cassette.
This guy's not that smart, so.
Why didn't the insurance policy guy just, like, give them a tape player to? I don't understand why they spent time during the storytelling getting people to find cassette players.
Nope, you gotta hunt for cassettes after a bitch kills herself, Howard. That's part of her wishes.
Was that part at all entertaining in any of these episodes? Because it sounds like a waste of time.
What, that? Well, he doesn't, it's not like Quantum Leap where he has to steal a cassette player every episode.
Right.
He just steals the one, and then he's set.
All right.
Where next, Sam?
There's a lot going on here. Like, I know I'm old. Like, I'm legit a lifetime removed from these people. I'm 36. They're 18, 17, 16. But there's a lot going on here.
In the show, a lot of those actors are probably your age.
Oh, they're like 25, yeah. I can only assume the black chicks are like my age plus, and they're playing high school. It's like, come on. They age well, damn it. It's It's the next thing I'm saying. So, one thing, first thing that sticks out like a sore thumb to me, we're talking a bunch of underclassmen, so people that aren't 18. They are inked like Jesse James, who cheated on Sandra Bullock, and Michelle Bombshell, the one he porked behind her back. Like, so many of them just inked to hell, like hand ink, like legit Sons of Anarchy crap. Like, Travis, was that...
Maybe they're all in biker gangs, and that's like a subplot. Like,
that's
next
two.
Season. Yeah.
Riding through this world. Yeah. Travis, was that a thing in your school?
I never noticed that until you brought it up.
They're all, like, it's so bizarre because none of these, they're all successful actors, so none of them have, like, neck tattoos and ear tattoos. Like, they're doing time in Rikers. Like, they're pissing in a cup to throw on the guard. Like, they're clean-skinned folk. Except for the black ones. No. Ooh. Pete, why did you say that? That's disgusting.
Pete. Who let Chris in the studio?
Why? Is that something in high school now? Like, everyone's inked?
I don't know, man. I think they just live in a lawless town, and they're all beautiful people, so they can do whatever they want. They're all beautiful.
Every single
character.
Are they Mormons? Because that would make sense.
Yeah, the Mormons are pretty
people. It's not
people.
Impossible.
They are a good group.
There's something in that magic underwear. of course, that leaps out at you. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say legit every person that kills themselves is ugly, but the girl Hannah Baker, like, could be a Noxzema girl. Like, she's just the most milky white skin, blue-eyed, pink lips, flawless complexion.
You look great. Why are you killing yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Like, blood does not go.
Ugly
with
people
that
must
clothing,
be
bitch.
Pissed at this show.
Yeah, they have to be like, wait, she killed herself? I don't stand a chance. Why am I even drawing my next breath? If she's a lost cause, goddamn, what am I?
She makes suicide look cool.
I'm trying to think what the hell else really stood out to me.
You were saying it glorifies suicide, right?
Intensely. Did you not get that vibe?
I don't know.
So they start most of the episodes, not all of them, with like a warning message saying like, look, if you know anyone that's going to kill themselves, not even sending them to a suicide hotline or anything like that. They point them to what URL? Do you remember?
What I said earlier?
No, they point them to 13reasonswhy.info.
Oh.
Why not get the website some traffic? Why not, you know, you could point them toward, I don't know, any sort of suicide prevention system that's been in place for years.
Yeah,
but
actually help some people.
Yeah, yeah, that's good stuff.
This is what I gather from the show, and I need to choose my words carefully here. It's a sensitive topic. If you are a teenage girl, you should kill yourself.
Oh, okay, so... I thought it glorified suicide, but when you put it like that, you're right. That's nothing. Nothing wrong with that. Just kill yourself.
Yeah, it's a perfect solution to a temporary problem.
It's just, if people...
Someone called you fat? Kill yourself.
Yeah, if people have wronged you, make these cassettes. You'll pretty much live on like Obi-Wan after Darth chops him down.
Right.
Like, you're just this blue ghost that everyone's talking about now. Like, all the attention you wanted in life...
Your legacy lives on.
It's yours. Like, you will stay forever young and beautiful. People will always be like, I wish I hadn't treated them bad. So, yeah, it really is awesome. And because you're the narrator of the story, you don't die for good. Like, you're just like this talking ghost. So, yeah, Howard, you should watch it. Suicide's awesome.
Yeah.
While it sounds like it has the ending I wish had been attached to Easy A, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
You're not going to. You don't want to relive teenage angst. Why? Why not,
you
sir?
Said this guy was cool, John.
Another reason. Here's 13 reasons why I didn't like it.
Whoa.
Mind blown. Another thing that stood out. The first 12-ish reasons... As you so correctly noted, minor-ish.
The last two reasons are very good reasons. That they could have just skipped the last two reasons, though.
That's about how I felt.
First couple, it's like...
The first six, it's like...
Stacy was mean to me.
Yeah, you are my friend.
But
now you're not my friend. Reason 13, some guy grabbed me in a jacuzzi and raped the shit out of me.
It gets real dark.
They
real
buried
quick.
The lead a little bit. Like, so everyone on the first 12 tapes is like, oh my god. I can't believe I stopped talking to Hannah. And then Bryce on tape 13, you found me in a jacuzzi, ripped off my panties, and popped my cherry. like a little bit more of the blame on Bryce's doorstep, going out on a limb there. That stood out to me. That
13 reasons why it's all Bryce's fault.
Yeah,
no one else's.
Don't get me wrong. They couldn't have done it like episode one, Bryce pops my hymen, because like episode six, like the bitch stole my coffee from Starbucks, is going to pale in comparison. I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. It's just, God damn, I hate seeing young people with their life ahead of them. Like, it drives me berserk.
Except Hannah.
Well, yeah. Exactly. That's why I was rooting for her. I was like, yeah, get more of them to end their lives. Like, I want to drink in your young blood, bathe in it. Maybe I'll get my youth
I wish
back.
You finished, because I want to.
What? No, what?
I don't want to give away one of the spoilers, but.
Oh.
Does somebody bathe in blood?
Can you put earphones on?
Earmuffs.
I'll do earmuffs. Okay, hold on. Gonna...
Wait. Oh, so spoiler, listeners that haven't.
So get this. One of the guys, one of her classmates, tries to kill himself at the end. So he
what?
Was... Yeah.
Does he get the stuff from her parents' drugstore?
No, he shoots himself.
And does it work?
That's like for season to find out. We don't know.
Oh, that's season two?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, I hope he has the cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Boo.
All right.
You guys just want to keep talking?
Hashtag clip.
So I'll make it look really interesting. Yeah. So, like, they're like.
Tell me about that lasagna.
Yeah, yeah. So it's recipe. Like, it's like 7 layers and.
13 layers.
13 layers. Alternating layers of.
Cheese,
meat.
I'm lactose intolerant. You got to get me something else for this.
All right, let's break.
All right, John, get back here.
Okay. I heard something about 7 layers. I immediately filled in burrito in my mind.
gross.
But all right. Well, I recommend a watch. Like, if you're older, it's just hilarious to see. Now, I don't want to trivialize rape. It sounds like a real bummer, especially if you're the rapey, not the raper.
Congrats on the sex.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's not a good thing for me to say.
Yeah, it's
just my tagline. I had to say it.
I don't want to trivialize rape. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, when someone kills it just, the entire show wanted to justify her death. And she does it in the best way possible. Like, she looks amazing even in the tub. Like, she's beautiful as she kills herself. Like, everything about it, especially the first 10 minutes. Like, if I were close to suicide and I saw the first 10 minutes where they showed none of the repercussions other than all the awesome crap that's happening, like, all of her foes are like, ah, why weren't we better to handle it? Like, I would just pause right there.
Got him.
Like, I would be dead on my bed with, like, 10, you know, 20 minutes remaining of the episode. My parents would be like, God damn you, 13 Reasons Why. God damn it. I liked the soundtrack. Bunch of Joy Division and Echo and the Bunnymen. Like, all
that sounds
of,
pretty cool.
Dude, it's all of the depressing, like, goth rock that I listened to but didn't kill myself to, but covered by young artists because that music is now, like, 40 effing years old.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Give it a try, Howard. I don't know.
Maybe, man.
Give
I'm
it,
on the fence.
Show
there's
it
a
to your
there's
girl.
A lesbian scene. If you're
oh, that. It doesn't go far enough. And, Howard, are you into Asian chicks or no?
Not really.
Yeah, so you're
what
not.
About high school Asian chicks?
Oh, yes, sold. Had me two words in. Yeah, I don't know. I recommend it.
What
Pete, you going to give it a viewing? I mean, I know you have like 56K bandwidth.
Anymore. I mean, yeah. I stay
really?
On my Plex. Yeah.
What's your
I use my friend's Plex server.
All right.
Yeah. So he just uploads like literally everything in the entire galaxy, and I watch that.
Bunch of Croatian movies?
Yeah. Okay. Little Serbian films.
Nice.
Stuff like that. Lars films. Which, by the way, I never got to say this when we were talking about, what's his name? The director, Lars?
Lars von Trier.
So they have that movie called Antichrist. I think we bring this up every now and then, but if you've seen it, it's
definitely an
absolutely terrifying movie. The woman goes crazy. She yes. smashes his penis, which you do nice. See, like, there's an actual scene with a person's dong, you know, the actor's dong right there, uh-huh. which is supposed to be Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Fun fact, they had to find another person because his penis was so freakishly large that it was freaking everybody out.
Well, I can imagine Willem Dafoe's penis, A, as being huge, but B, being like craggy. Like his
yeah,
face. Like
craggy.
It's like a dick with a lot of character.
It looked like one of those magnetic things at King's Dominion that you have to slide the ring around without touching it, and then you win like a prize.
Oh,
something like that.
I can
like
see
a,
that.
Like a wizard's wand.
I've
aged.
Picture like actual flat surfaces to it. Like, you remember, know, like Bizarro from Superman, like his face, like Willem Dafoe's dick is like that. Like, it's almost like an 8-bit pixel dick. Like, just really? A lot of flat, yeah. Just craggy, like those cheeks just yeah. sunken
I just
in.
Thought people should know that.
Topographical map.
Yes.
That's why you should be in every film.
Yeah, Antichrist is a weird damn film.
That is a crazy movie, bro.
I legit, yeah, our mutual friend Rich Killiam, you know, you met Rich too. He came over and wanted to be all, like, intelligent and watch Antichrist instead of 13 Reasons Why. And I just kind of laughed through half of it. Like,
I am an art house god.
Yeah, oh boy, he wanted to kill me. And I was like, bitch, it's my TV, and I rented it. I can make fun of the stupid thing if I want. I mean, it was a good flick, but yeah, it's not, like... What kind of dick nozzle goes to his friend's house at like 3 p.m. and is like, let's get Antichrist on top event?
This is going to sound really racist, but wasn't he also in Last Temptation of Christ?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not getting him confused with another white actor.
No. Okay. He is. All right. Yeah, he was there.
I'm just like, is that how he got this role?
Well, okay. See, it is racist because you were thinking of the Harvey Keitel role. Those are different people. Thank you for working with that. So, yeah, kill yourself, right? That's
yep.
kind of what you're subtly...
And if anybody out there listens to the show, let us know what you think of it.
Oh, of 13 Reasons?
Yeah. If you liked it, you hated it.
I want people to watch 13
and then, right. and then go kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And then send us the tapes.
Right.
Yes. We'll play them on air. We actually do have cassette decks in studio.
Yeah, so, we'll play them.
Oh, that's like several
you
episodes.
You guys send us some cassette tapes.
Please
yeah.
don't send us cassette tapes.
No, do
Please
it.
Please don't send it.
Do it and kill yourself.
All right, I won't be here. So.
Yeah, like the lawyer's freaking out, but the rest of us, we're stupid legally. So we're like, please, I'm
pleading fine, stupid, email. Your Honor.
Okay, we had, anything we want to roll with. Game of Thrones finale, The Hurricane.
Oh, I didn't watch
The Charlie Hebdo cover. Did you want to do that? You had a Penny story, you said, Pete. Howard. Tell us about your life. You haven't been in the studio in like a year. I'm just throwing S at a wall. I can talk about the experience I had watching Othello. I saw a live Shakespeare play.
God, I'd love to hear that. You know I love plays.
You don't want to. I know you do, actually. That's bizarre.
Don't out me.
Somehow you still do the show. Anyone want to do anything? Come on.
I think you should ruin Pete's day if he hasn't heard that story yet about your theater experience, because I don't think it's what he expects.
No. I'd like to hear it.
Okay. All right. So.
I would not.
Travis, get out. Start recording your tapes. So a couple of weeks ago, my buddy Tony hits me up, and he's like, they are giving away free tickets for the next 2 weeks. You enter a raffle to see a Shakespeare play. It's Othello this year. I forget what theater. It's legit walking distance from the Verizon Center. It was next to a Fuel Pizza.
Tony sounds cool, by the way. Oh, based off some of the things
it's
I've,
not the
I've
Verizon
that
Center
he's into.
Anymore, by the way.
Is it Woolly Mammoth?
Throwing that out there.
Woolly Mammoth Theater?
It's the one
no,
that's...
It's not
it's,
that. It's, please it's, notice
It's
how,
in the round, right?
No, it was not in the round. That means, like, we surround the stage?
Yes.
No. It was like the Metallica performance from Black Album. No, it was... I'm just really laughing that Fat Boy remembers the pizza place. He ate it for 10 minutes before it, but the actual
but where
theater,
did I see this or yeah. where did I park?
Fuel Pizza next to some theater. So we get free tickets. I walk in, and everyone's dressed up pretty well. Like, I don't know what I was expecting.
I hate that.
Do you...
I'm just like, just be casual. I mean, it's, I guess, looks sort of nice, but I don't know. I don't see the importance. You're not in the show, buddy.
You're not in the
show, audience.
And it was nearly all couples.
Yeah.
Like, let's not... act like this is some key party where
right?
at
yeah.
God, again, this is what a piece of white trash I am.
I gotta go to one.
I wanted to call it halftime, not intermission, halftime.
When everybody was drinking their white wine.
Yeah, exactly. Out of a classy box.
Right.
Just chugging it like you would at a Virginia Tech game in the parking lot.
Exactly.
I'm going to that.
You're going to a Tech game?
The Tech V at FedEx Field.
Oh, man.
This Sunday.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah.
Oh, the season.
I like the Mountaineers.
Yeah.
Dude,
okay.
I'm ridiculous because I was like, I thought when you said you went to the theater to see Othello, I thought you meant your friend Othello, not like the Shakespeare play.
Who's got the story wrong now?
Yeah.
Because like as you're describing the theater, I'm like, it sounds like you're talking about the Shakespeare theater. Oh, Othello the play.
Yes. Yeah,
it's actually called the Shakespeare theater.
I guess it is. I mean, that would make sense. I thought it had a fancier name than that, a little trickier name than that, but sure.
They got two theaters, so they each have a different like name after a rich dead person who gave them money.
Oh. Yeah.
That's okay. How you get confused.
All right. So I was at one of the rich dead theaters. And people are gussied up, I guess, because girls won the pair of tickets and then made their guy go and then was like, you can't wear that. That's me doing some cutting-edge 80s humor right there. I show up with my date, Tony, and we pile in the back because we're like, what the hell? Everything's good enough view of the stage. I don't give a damn. About 5 minutes before showtime, we probably get there 15 minutes early, we're seated. About 5 minutes before showtime, an incident takes place that is going to make me sound like a racist. Now, I said
probably
playfully...
Probably because you are.
Well, I said playfully racist things before what's going on? Wait. And during the episode. But something takes place...
John's a Nazi.
Where...
How loud?
Let's just say I think this would have been a problem if the family were of any race. So, that only makes me sound more racist. But I sincerely...
I would have yelled at them either way.
Yes, I would have called them the N-bomb either way. Like, okay. Just to cover my bases. So... Right before showtime, a black dude and his wife, I'm guessing the mom and the kids, I don't effing know. And not exaggerating, six little kids all come streaming in and occupy the entirety of the row behind me.
It's a good
and again, a lesser man would say this is to live up to a stereotype. I would simply say, from my heart of hearts, you're a piece of human garbage for bringing six kids to Shakespeare. Like
into this world, even.
Well, that too, yeah. Yeah. I mean, have you not...
That's a lot of kids, honestly.
Have you not seen the glaciers melting? The polar bears are dying by the bushelful.
That's rude. Sure they were together? Like maybe the six kids were like just separate six kids.
Could be. Might just be taking the neighborhood. I don't really know.
You're racist to assume that they're all related because they're black.
That's true. Okay, you know what?
Dick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're
not on my show, John. On my show.
I apologize. So, I'm fighting to keep attention, and I'm a 36-year-old man. I mean, Howard can attest to the fact I'm a complete ADD case. But I'm doing my damnedest. The kids behind me will not shut the hell up because it's a damn stage play. Why would they care? They're talking in words they can't understand. It's like me when I was a kid taken to Greek church. I don't speak Greek. It's just a guy in a weird cape saying crap for 45 minutes until I get bread and wine.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, these kids don't process a lick of what's happening. There's just guys in costumes on stage. They will not shut the F up to get their granola bars, their bags of chips. Like, food is just being distributed. Food in the loudest packaging possible. Like, it sounds like a Foley guy trying to make a thunderstorm sound out of crinkling tinfoil and crap. Like, it is ceaseless. I'm just sitting there like, how is this happening? How is my goddamn life a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode? Like, why am I in this theater and legit the only effing place this is taking place is right behind me. Like, I am ground zero for it. Now, you guys...
Now, what were you wearing?
It was a strapless number.
I'd say you were a target for it.
I was asking for it, just like Hannah Baker.
Like, this guy doesn't care.
So, in a movie theater, are you guys the type that would turn around and be like, please shut the F up? Or would you just grin and bear it?
I don't know. It's too dark in there.
People
could be a lot
mouth.
Stronger than they look sitting
That's
down.
What I do.
What do you do,
I just spit in their mouth.
Okay, cool. So you...
Not have an impact is the problem. You got to really ask yourself, is it going to change your behavior? Or is it going to actually, like,
cause
interrupt, like, the show more? Okay. Is it better to just, like, let it go because it's just going to, like, cause more problems as, like, they refuse to, like, shut the hell up?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just... Are they going to get worse? Is it going to get worse as, like, you have to have a conversation with them? Because they're like, what are you talking about? I paid two.
That was a stereotype. They talked exactly like this.
Actually, I've had a problem at the Kennedy Center
with
my
Irish guy.
Old white lady singing along to musicals. My wife loves musicals.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we've gone to a couple that are, like, more popular. And there's been an old white lady sitting behind me who's singing out of key. And I'm like, well, only the person who can't sing is obviously going to do this. And it's just like, do I turn around and, like,
they're always
right
behind you.
Is that what you do?
Or
are they just going to be like... Well, I'm sorry, son, but you can't talk to my wife that way. Why is she singing along to this?
Yeah.
I didn't come here to see her. You know, it's awful to go to shows and have people, like,
The fact that they're doing it shows that they're not going to shut up if you say something. That's the biggest problem, regardless of race.
Maybe she doesn't know.
They're not keyed into
Maybe
the same
reality.
Maybe
she needs to be told. Exactly. Her husband hasn't told her that she can't sing and that she's
Actually,
ugly.
Both times, somebody with them had to tell them at intermission to shut the hell up.
If this makes you feel better.
Yeah. Because they stopped at intermission.
Were other people even singing, though? Because I feel like I haven't done that. I mean, you'll do it, like, underneath your breath.
I've heard it twice. It was at Sound of Music, because everybody's seen that movie, so it's people who've never been in theater before. I think what you're talking about also is people who've never been in theater before, and they're like, this is free.
Well, that's racist.
Yeah. This is free.
That's disgusting.
No, man. Like, because I've been to the Young Knight at the Shakespeare Theater, and here's what sucks. When they charge less than a movie ticket, I notice this is the most classist thing I will ever say at your show. But, hands down, I hate, like, I will never go to another Shakespeare Theater event where the tickets on the whole, cost less than a movie theater ticket. Because people treat it like going to the movies or worse. Because, like, I have to listen to people. Like, when I had to listen to everybody around me, like, sipping soda or drinks or whatever out of the cup. And I just hear them, like, getting that, like, bottom of the cup. And I'm like, I'm trying to watch live theater, man. Oh, that's right. Today it wasn't that expensive.
Yeah, so the trash.
I forgot. Like, you're just, this is like going to the movies for you. You don't really notice that there's people who are performing live. It might be distracting for them to hear you making noise while you perform. Forget the people around you. There are people who are actually on stage doing this too, and you don't seem to care. Yeah. It's like so disrespectful. That's why, like, I really hate going to the theater when it's like the free day. So it really bothers
me. You're saying you hate poor people, is what I'm gathering. I wish we lived in a country where we, like, took kids to plays and taught them manners. I genuinely wish that was part of our public education system where it's like, you have to be quiet. These people worked hard. Just because, like, you didn't pay for it, like, doesn't mean you get to be a dick. I wish more people would go to musicals with me, too.
I'll
go to musical with you, please.
You kind of wish things would culminate in the beginning of the Hunger Games, though, right? Like, that's what you want to happen. Like, where the poor are hunted for sport.
I don't understand, like, how are basic manners so hard to, like, process?
No, I'm just saying.
We should have a purge.
Yes. Yeah. Purge and Hunger Games, just roll it into one. Got the star power of Ethan Hawke and Cat Piss, whatever her name is, Jennifer Lawrence. There you go. I'm with you in that someone who's so zoned out in terms of social cues, you want to believe they're like on the spectrum or something if they're making that much damn noise in a crowded room, but they're really just assholes. I do remember one time watching the first Iron Man, again with Tony, apparently my husband, and there were three people behind me.
Tony. That's all I ever hear. Tony.
Who would not shut the hell up. And I just, in the blind, stand up and turn around and give them the, like, shut the F up move. And, like, thank God Almighty, it's three little white kids. That's all. Like, I could have turned around and it would have been body count. And I would have been like, just thanks for the narration. Here's my coat. But it was three little white kids. I got to scream, shut the F up. And they did. They did. It was beautiful. Now, that's a movie theater. Typically, I do grin and bear it because, like you said, they're going to just then bitch the entire time that you told them to shut up. That kind of person. Here's my biggest plug for live theater ever. 15 minutes in, like literal angels, multiple ushers swoop in, like SEAL Team 6 taking out Bin Laden. And they're like, hey, there's another area, you and the rest of the family. We're going to put you in the upper decks. We're going to put you in the cheap seats so you can't bother other people. I didn't like this choice of words. They said, bother them with your blackness. I found that offensive. But
this sounds like they're saying, you're in the white section, the colored sections upstairs.
They have water fountains for you. You'll get to drink upstairs. It's good. So they pull the family out and walk them to, I don't know, the crematorium. I don't know where the hell they went. I didn't hear any screaming afterward or shouting. So maybe they were killed execution style in the alley. I don't care. I enjoyed the rest of Othello. As soon as the family is evicted, poor choice of words, they go down the line and tap each one of us on the shoulder individually while the play is going on and go, I'm so sorry about that. We've moved them away. You don't have to deal with them anymore. Everyone like held their white person pearls and was like, thank God.
I can finally relax.
Goodness.
On top of that, we go to intermission halftime, and there's another angel sitting at the end of the aisle with coupons for free drinks, free legit booze. Couldn't get a mixed drink, but you could get a beer or a wine or soda or whatever.
Why?
And it's just like, we're so sorry.
I'm definitely going to these more.
Here's a free booze for you. Here's a free booze. It was if regular movie theaters were somehow able to do that, I'd watch everything.
I think they can if you complain. Like, if you really complain, which I can't do, but I think you were saying, and you're actually, Howard, your wife has told me this, that, like, she will complain and get stuff done.
There's
I don't
a
think
time
she does that at the theater, but, like, if I had that or I knew somebody
women
who would.
Women can make a scene in a way that men can't.
It's amazing. I wish I had that ability. I think you could do that at movie theaters, but would movie theaters
do that
for you?
I mean, I've seen you do it. You're just not sober.
No. Yeah,
it's just.
I have made a scene. Yeah. I might have.
You gotta ask if it's worth it to you. Is like 5 minutes of like ruining a show for you worth like the payoff of getting somebody ousted like that? For somebody, it was. I bet they were a bigot. I bet whoever was like, "Get them out," was probably
you
just
calling
like,
John a bigot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm your friend. Shut up, you half Chinaman. I was sold.
So you had a good time.
I haven't gone back since, but I will be
Let's
singing their praises. Yeah. I just.
How much do you want to pay for a ticket to Shakespeare Theater? $20? Would you pay 20?
Easily 20,
okay.
Yeah.
What about 40?
We're starting to get to where I might
okay.
twiddle my mustache a little while All I right. debated.
Okay.
Why? What would I be paying Mr. Guy who goes to plays?
Nah, it depends on if you do a subscription night. Or not. The problem is, like, you're stuck with, like, everything they do if you, like, get a subscription. It's cheaper per show. That's why, like, you got to go with the subscription. They set it up so it's like $120 for six shows, something like that.
Oh, it's like season tickets.
Yeah, you gotta do
you gotta
it that
go.
Way. Otherwise,
the Browns are in town.
Otherwise, it's like $45 a show if you don't do like the young person package. Which, no offense, man, but you're no longer in the young person grouping. You no longer
what?
Qualify.
What?
We aged out at 35.
Yep. Oh, what if I use a Crayola?
In New York, it's 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. For the cheap tickets,
God.
If you're over 30, they're like not. We ain't giving you cheap tickets.
Is this how women feel when I ceaselessly make fun of fat chicks? It doesn't feel nice. I'm not enjoying this.
Is this empathy? I don't like it.
It hurts. It burns.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Pete, you had multiple things you
Did you guys hear about
to...
that hurricane?
No, we're not.
Oh,
You're saying it
I
like
have,
Steve Harvey.
I have not. I really wanted to hear the clip of the woman telling off the CNN reporter.
Okay,
we can save it. I'll listen to it after.
I didn't have work for a couple days, like, and I just watched 13 Reasons Why, and then actually beat Super Mario 3 for the first time.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, people drown, but you know.
And you say he's not a young person.
Exactly. Super Mario 3. Played it on my original 1989 cartridge. Meh. No. Most of my news is from NPR in the car, so I really haven't been hearing a lot about the Hurricane Harvey that ravaged Houston.
And here I was thinking you were going to turn it into a Nintendo bit.
No.
I was getting hard.
There's nothing funny about me actually beating Super Mario 3 for the first time. Like,
true.
That's just like screwing a girl you've had the hots for like 20
Mom!
Years.
Mom! Mom, I did it!
Oh, I legit, we were somehow still awake, the both of us.
And you were at your mom's
4
house, too.
Yeah.
That adds just another layer.
That is a little disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I beat it in my childhood room, and you say it as a joke, she was still up at 4 a.m. when I was playing it, and I was like, guess what I did? She's like, what? I don't know. Like,
you want me to bake you cookies?
Got a job, got laid, did something with your life. Like, no, I finally beat Super Mario 3. To her credit, God bless her, she was pretty proud of me.
Did you then go back to your room and ejaculate on the carpet behind your door?
I don't have carpet behind my door anymore.
And I don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
You. I've grown out of it. I can buy new socks.
The carpet that I folded with a hammer to get
yeah,
out of
I
my
like
room.
Playing those old classics, though, now, because I feel like I have a better understanding of those games, especially the harder ones. Like, you understand that a lot of them are trial and error, but, like, as a kid, I didn't even get what some of the plots were. I mean, obviously, Super Mario is just a platformer, but some of them were... really hard to figure out, but I like playing some of those old ones. That's why I'm pretty excited that
did
the
you
super
not get
Super Nintendo's coming out.
Like, did the plot go over your head because he was trying to save a woman? And
no, because they actually didn't
or?
Have
I just
any
don't,
plots.
I just don't like Italian people.
Exactly.
Well, maybe not that one. Yeah,
you're like, what?
So I didn't, you know.
In a way, I want to beat a Mario.
Hot take, Super Mario.
You're like, Bowser doesn't call him a Dago once?
What? I don't get it. Super Mario, don't get it. What's the point?
Yeah, the mail at the end of each world in Mario 3 that comes from, well, no, I think the first seven are from Princess, but that eighth letter, it's like, I've got your fucking bitch, that filthy Irish race traitor who sucks your wop cock. I've stolen her. Travis is like, all right, I'm in now. Thank God. No,
good. Team Bowser.
I have not paid a ton of attention to the Texas stuff, and I know that Houston... I feel bad because I'm making the Charlie Hebdo mistake where...
Oh, yeah. That was a really cool...
Have you guys heard about what the Charlie Hebdo cover was? The guys that got shot up...
I pulled it up here, guys. I'll show you real quick.
My mom mentioned this to me today.
So...
Right after she cooked me dinner.
That's not the full one, but... this is... So basically they think everybody in Texas is a Nazi.
But where are they incorrect?
That's only like 50%.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're riding the odds. They've got majority down, but not everyone.
I guess it's the idea that Texas went red last time. That's probably the commentary of... Like...
Well, the cover, I believe it's a bunch of guys in Klan hoods drowning, right? As they're like holding up an American flag, or is it just...
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's
Did you see the Ann Coulter tweet?
No, what did she say?
I'll pull it up. It's just...
All right, you can punch
she
it up.
She said something sucks. Like, I'm not...
She's like, all right, I'll pull
I'm
up
not
specific.
Saying that God did this... Because they voted in a lesbian mayor, but I'm saying it makes more sense than climate change.
Yeah, I don't believe Hurricane Harvey is God's punishment for Houston electing a lesbian mayor, but that is more credible than climate change.
See, that just seems like she hates climate change more than the lesbian. I could be innocent here. I could be stupid here. Now, when I hear Texas and flooding, like, I don't wish ill upon anyone, but... And Howard, you did years down in Texas.
Well, so, Austin. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that barely counts.
Yeah.
That's like Northwest DC. I don't have a ton of empathy for my stereotype of a Texan. Like, I realize in Houston, the people that actually suffered were like poor black people because they're the ones that suffer anytime anything horrible happens
in
a city.
Yeah. If you think,
it's not like you're trying to backtrack from the whole.
So like, I broke. Fame.
I need a couple points.
No, you gotta understand. Like we record in the D.C. area. This is a segregated city. Segregation,
indeed, it is.
In like the Southeast is nothing like Texas. Like in Texas, it's not like block to block like Richmond. It is straight up. We're gonna build a big FU interstate, make it a double decker. And make it extremely dangerous for Mexicans and black people to come over where white people exist. So, like, they do it to the, max there. Like, it is a different world in Texas. Like, segregation is something they, like, have fully embraced. Like, they definitely, it's the same problem that, like, New Orleans had, where it was just only affecting poor black people. I'm not saying it's only affecting poor black people, it's affecting everybody in Houston, but Houston's a messed up place.
Well, from what I gather... They just built, like, a flat, almost parking lot, even though people were, like, scientists, you know, or as they call them down there, homo scientists who hate progress. They were warning everyone that, like, you've taken away a lot of the ground that can absorb crap, and it's now just flatness, like you could play basketball in this. That's what you people like. They added that. It was disgusting.
Now it's just a water slide.
Yeah, and... A lot of the Republican guys that are all like, meh, you know, we get stuff done down here, are like, you're just anti-progress. That's why you don't want us building parking lots here and there and everywhere.
That's a go-to.
So the water comes in and does more or less exactly what the scientists warn is going to happen. Like, it floods colossally. And I don't have a positive vibe overall. It starts with the Dallas Cowboys. Like, just overall, you are home to the Cowboys.
Here.
You're on strike two already with me. But, like, the stereotype of Texans, a lot of Ted Cruz types. You know, like, that Joel Osteen prick with his megachurch that didn't take people in.
Like, yeah, until people started yelling at him.
They just seem very gun happy.
Like, you don't do good things unless somebody's watching.
Yeah.
Kind of people's.
Well, that's in the Bible. They're just the stereotype of what, to me, they're what I think the rest of the world thinks all Americans are.
Right.
Where it's just like,
I think so too.
Stupidity, Jesus, guns. I guess that's their bumper sticker. That's on the license plate down there. But
hey, I know a lot of good Texans.
Yeah, so what I'm backtracking to so I can really put my foot in my mouth is, if a biblical flood were drowning people like that, you know, I wouldn't.
Hey, you know what I heard in one tweet that was retweeted like maybe like 100,000 times?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God brought the flood. It was somebody suggesting that God didn't exist or that God was just mm-hmm. being a dick. And in response, I believe that the flood happened for a reason. That reason was we are in a state of racial divide, and this flood will bring us together.
Oh,
and that's so, why God, and that's why God did it.
Couldn't you?
This one now. And I was also just going to say, I was like, well, you pretty much claim that at any time in U.S. history.
I mean, I just,
if anything happens. So.
I wish God, like,
just
really,
try to bring us together.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't work.
Well, if he truly gave
once
a damn,
things got better,
he would have, like, dropped an A-bomb on us. Or, like, a real disaster that would have brought us together for longer than it takes a flood to recede and dry.
Yeah, for real.
But, you know, I guess.
Frogs or God, something.
God doesn't really give a damn then. No, I was thinking something similar when they cut to, I was watching Nightly News with Lester Holt. My mom watches it. She's old. So and it was just like a fat black woman, like, doing the gospel singing surrounded by her family. They're all doing the gospel stuff. And I was moved to, yeah, make up lyrics about pretty much God punishing them and wanting everyone dead and. It wasn't anything worth repeating on air, not for offensive reasons, just wasn't that funny. But it always cracks me up that people can be robbed of everything and be like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for keeping us alive. You're like, really, that's the burden of proof. That's the standard we're held to here. All right.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, but and those he killed, he called back home. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I saw another tweet about somebody saying, yeah, my house burned down, but look, my Bible was still intact.
And wow. Just, really makes you think.
Really makes you think, yeah. He was like, God was there, showing me he was there. He let your house burn down.
Yeah.
If he was, like, really cool about it, he would have burned the Bible, and that would have been it. That's be like, oh, and then the fire went out.
That's the
story.
The
Bible stopped the fire.
It's like the story of Job. Like, kills his entire family, but stays loyal to God. I don't know. I was trying to sound smart. I don't know.
No, it's just, yeah, it's BS.
It's
at least he got pissed, though. That's the story with that, where he's like, what? Why would you do this to me? People at least should have that reaction, you would think, where it's like, what? This sucks.
I am simply looking forward.
I want to see, like, kind of like a horror revenge movie with Job. I think that would be great. Like, a nowadays revenge movie.
Like Job 5, Welcome to Hell.
Yeah.
Job's Justice.
I think there's a Coen Brothers movie based on it recently.
Really?
It's called like A Simple Man, something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
Huh.
They definitely did one recently that was sort
of... Does it have the kid from Life Goes On?
No.
All right.
Sadly.
Okay. Google that. Google that. You'll get a chuckle.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Guys, are we all good here?
We're good.
I want to drink.
You know,
what's
since
left
we're
of the
reporting
coffee.
On this, can I please hear this damn woman? I got her piped up. I just want to hear it.
Ready to go.
John doesn't want to listen to a woman.
Yeah.
People there, and I see you're standing with some folks there. Right.
Careful,
now,
guys. There's some colorful
who,
language.
Guess, has to deal with all of this as well. What can you tell us?
See what you did there.
Know what I
Let
did
me
there.
Introduce you to Danielle here. Danielle, you just arrived. Share with us how you were rescued.
Some guys had called our phone and asked us where we were. We was waiting for the police for like 36 hours and they never came. And we was waiting at the home. We did the white flags and everything and nobody came. But then somebody had called the phone after we decided to leave the house and we had walked to the gas station with the kids. And then they had called and came and picked us up. But we
okay,
had
well,
been there like
sad.
5 days with yeah,
we
no
were gonna
food
get,
and
I thought
no,
she
was it gets,
no
it gets good.
And nobody came.
How's this
like,
funny, Pete?
Came.
You're disgusting.
I told you, I hadn't heard
it'll,
of
it'll
children.
Get there.
We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children
it'll
from the
there.
Rushing waters. Can you tell us how
we
that was?
Through 4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of shit. But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
I'm so sorry.
And you're really trying to understand it with the microphone still in my face, with me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting the microphone in my face.
Sorry.
She does. She keeps bringing it back.
You got a very upset family there. We're going to...
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Where's O when you need him?
Why do we have to get guilted in all this? Like, going back to, like, what you started with, where I just think, like, if they want to get people to help, Nintendo should offer things like, hey, for every hour that you're playing Super Mario 3, we'll donate $1 for relief. Like, don't worry about, you don't have to watch the news. Oh, you don't have to pretend like you care. We got you.
That'd be awesome.
Like,
Houston would be the size
of New York.
And
every hour you don't play, we take $1 away.
Yeah. We will kill a small child.
My mom knocking on my door. I'm doing it for them! Get away, you bitch!
We will send more water.
We got the whole Gulf and a big hose, man. We can do this.
I'm just like,
the
what
water
are you
levels
supposed to
are
do?
Always the hardest.
What, seriously, what are you supposed to do? Like, I got a cousin who lives down there. Like, I guess I've checked his wife's Facebook once. He's not on, just to make sure they're still posting. So I'm like, well, I guess they're good.
Good thing they got that check-in feature.
Yeah, no, but I'm just like, what are you supposed to do? Even if you know somebody there, what are you going to, what, you're going to waste their time? You're going to kill their cell phone battery while they're, like, sitting in a shelter? These sound like stupid things to do.
Is it bad that I'm mostly concerned about how this is going to affect the NFL season?
No, that's the only thing that matters.
Because that's meaningfully what happens. Like,
they canceled the Texans preseason game.
Because, like, this happened in America. What happens, like, when things happen overseas? Do you guys care, like, for real when things happen overseas?
Of course,
we're patriots.
Yeah, if the rubber dog shit factory goes tits up, yeah, I might be a little concerned. Like,
because, like,
who's gonna fly it out of Hong Kong?
Yeah.
How were you guys affected by the tsunami? Remember the tsunami? Just like watching those crazy videos of like what happened in Thailand and like Sri Lanka and all that stuff.
Yeah, like I couldn't fuck a kid for months. It was horrible.
Let's cut on that.
I couldn't Serbian baby movie for a year.
When you said that, I thought, like, where's he going with this? And then you finish and all right, that's pretty much it.
We took it there.
No, I will tell you, my first thought, I'm a bad person. I lied. This is the most classist thing I'm ever going to say on your show. Second, I saw, like, footage of a tsunami in Sri Lanka. I was just like, damn, that's where my favorite tea comes from.
Exactly.
That was my thought. I'm like, that actually affects, like, how I'm going to drink tea in 2 years.
No.
I was like, this is the only thing I could think. I've never been to this part of the world. It sucks it happened.
It's how you should be.
2,000 years ago, I wouldn't have known about this.
Yep. Japan, Nintendo. I don't want anything bad happening there.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking like, what, with the nuclear accident?
Yeah.
That did suck.
Like, if that ruined the Switch release, I would have been devastated.
Yeah, you'd be like, I've been waiting forever to play. But yeah, Sri Lanka goes under. You're like, well, MIA left there years ago, so I think we're covered.
But with the only thing from the nuclear accident in Japan is, like, the Women's World Cup was going on at that time, and then the U.S. played them in the final. And I was like, yo, U.S. women just lose. Like, we don't really care that much.
I would have been all in on the U.S. women. I'm like, those bitches are shattered on the other side.
Like, oh, man.
Go make me some deep money with your fat thighs, ladies.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. I was just like,
no mercy.
All right, well, it's pretty much closing time. We have to go.
In the outro, Johnny.
I am. Everyone, that was Papa's Basement. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you get so into it that you tell your friends and you let them know where they can find the show. It's at inpapasbasement.com. But yes, Pete, they can subscribe on YouTube. That would be a nice one. Subscribe on iTunes. If you're an Apple guy, if you're a droid person, a.k.a. a virgin... Sorry, I'm reviving that shtick. The droids don't get sex.
Hey, I'm the one. Shh, I'm the one that definitely fucks in this.
Oh, you're doing all the fucks. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I'm the android guy.
Yeah.
I got your back.
So yeah,
actually, and he's having a kid.
Yeah, the two beasts. Fucks. Yeah.
Proof I got laid.
Yeah. Till it comes out looking like the family behind me. But, all right, in papasbasement.com. Everyone, find me on Twitter, at Papa's Basement, Instagram, at Papa's Basement as well, and we're on Facebook, we're on anything. Just type in Papa's Basement, you'll find it. Guys, do your stuff.
I'm at Pete Maybe on Twitter. I have a Tumblr. I don't use it, but I'll say it just because it's better than saying one thing. It's maybe, maybe, maybe not at Tumblr. And yeah, just follow me. Just follow me on Twitter. That's
you haven't posted like original content in years on that. Like it's just you reblogging scat posts.
Yeah, basically, okay. it's me reblogging like Simpsons GIFs. If you're into that,
nice.
I'm at Travis Storward. Don't you dare follow me.
I'm going to the Arby's.
Our fish wed. We'll find out next week.
And this is Howard Flood. I don't really have any social media contact information to give out this time. So yeah.
What's your address?
In lieu of that, just donate money to victims in Houston through some charity that you're getting bombed with.
We can't end like that.
Yes, if you want to donate to the victims in Houston, in all seriousness, you can PayPal inpapasbasement@gmail.com. I'll make sure
He's
the money.
He's being serious.
No,
we'll make sure that money gets there.
Let's be honest. The greatest tragedy about Houston.
We'll match it. Actually,
it's more likely to get there than the Red Crosses. So.
Yeah. J.J. Watt doesn't have many years left. All right, let's just leave it on that note. That's why this is sad.
And right. If we get 10 new YouTube subscribers, I will take my shirt off for the next show.
Ugh,
if anybody's into that.
Bah. If we get five, I will murder Pete on air.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off, see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.